are. Must I wear only masks that don't sit for a Brit? Would you blush if I stripped from my native skin? Should I beat on my chest I'm a ghetto poet who discorded his kind as they couldn't know it? Should I foot it featly as a Punjab in Punglish, sold on an island wrecked by the British? Did you make me for the gap in the market? Did I make me for the gap in the market? Does it feel good in the gap in the market? Does it feel gooey in the gap in the market? Will I flame on the tree that your cannon has stoked? Will I thistle at the bowl where a bulldog cocked? Should I talk with the chalk of my white inside, on the board of my minstrel, blacked outside? Should I bleach my bile name or mash it to a stink? Should I reef you straight or Gunga Din this gig? Did you make me for the gap in the market? Did I make me for the gap in the market? Do I need to be good in the gap in the market? Do I need to be gooey in the gap in the market? As I've worn a sari bride and an English rose, can I cream off awards from your melting pot phase? Do you meddle yourselves when you meddle with my type? If I go up the spectrum, how far can you die? More than your shell-like, your clack applause, what bothers is whether you'll boo me if I balls out of Indian. For the Wealth of India, with an epigraph from Christopher Marlowe's Tamburlaine. I mean to cut a channel that men might quickly sail to India. To Aeroflot the savage miles in a moment, tucking under continents to clip the distance, zoomed to our ancestral homeland so we ransack the bazaar tracks of back-alley bounteous Jalandhar, ranting down the marker prices to a smudge paid by my permed auntie in Walsall. Bombing through the brightly lit boutiques, mum beating a brow, stomping a finger, so a gold-toothed owner clicks to a knobbly-knees, bent-neck man who trays us with milky sweets and cans of Fanta, who says, God you bless, mem sahibs. Twisting away with a snarl, I see it. Punting my heel up his arse, I scurry him off like a rat. From the stalls of the shop, postered with Madhu Dixit and Wham, we shoot through the glossy pages of the tea-stained catalogues for the blood sari to wow the guests into awe when I walk the aisle to the holy book of my biggest day. That's the style, mummy. I need it now, mummy. The ultimate design to highlight my super long legs. But the tailors scratch their necks, snort, reversing some phlegm until mum clears them with her finest English. What is this corruption? We need it fut a fut. Or must we go to the clean-nosed Hindu with cut-cut scissors next door? Daddy would applaud if he wasn't slogging at the concrete factory. The Pongi tailors run like flies now that time is against them, as we debate with the queue of Englanders the top carrot beauty of exotic things and which riff-raff road in Southall we all left for Harrow. The locals steal looks from us for ages until mum blinks them with the sun off her gemmed Rolex. I wonder if mum's old family were trapped over here, too sweaty for style, with all the pig-sniffing sewers so heavy and holding. Ah well, what a shame, as we lap up our suits, shoes and bags of bangles and cheapo knickers, tossing them at the slouched driver of the flimsy rickshaw to shout, Jaldi, Jaldi, back to Britain, get us out of here, spinning a penny to some limbless in a bucket. Sajid Naqvi. After we found our friend spread in his student room in Neasden, overtaken by a freak heart attack,